Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 125 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about the myth of motivation. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and today we are talking about motivation and the fact that it doesn't exist. Or perhaps more specifically, I should say, the fact that when it comes to doing things that we don't want to do, motivation is a myth. You know, if we want to do something, if we want to go on that run, if we want to lose weight, we have the motivation and like, yeah, we'll do the thing. But when it comes to things we don't want to do, which may be those same activities, I don't want to go on a run, I don't want to, you know, do the thing so that I can lose the weight, motivation goes out the window. What's going to carry you through is discipline. So one of the first times I heard about this, or, you know, kind of started thinking about this way, was from a girl, Mel Robbins, right? We're like best friends, right? And she had that exact quote on like one of her Instagram stories or something, where she just said, motivation is a myth. And, you know, the knee-jerk reaction is to be like, no, but then you actually take a step back and you think about it and you're like, yes, it's a myth. When you want to do something, you'll do it. You don't need motivation as, you know, we colloquially, that's a weird word, as we colloquially think of it. Now, I'm not going to like go into the definition. I didn't even look it up, to be honest, because it doesn't really matter. How we use it day to day, you know, in terms of definition, it is a farce, if you will. When you want to do something, you don't need motivation, you're going to go out and do it. When you don't want to do something, what's going to get you to do the thing is discipline. So I actually just got back from Craft and Commerce. It's a convention out in Boise, soft S, Boise. And it's freaking awesome. It's a convention, a conference, whatever, for creators. And one of the big themes that I saw is this concept of showing up. And I actually filmed a Maestro Minute for the Instagram that was basically that said, show the fuck up. Like, that is the number one thing. It is king, queen, jester, whatever you think, you know, is most important, whatever role you assign that. Consistency is that thing, showing up. It's also the hardest thing to do. And real talk, you're not going to be motivated to do these things, these tough things that are going to move you forward day in and day out. What's going to get you to do those things is discipline. So the way I see it, you've got two options when it comes to accomplishing a task. If you're going to rely on this motivation thing, then you got to flip the script, flip your perspective, your outlook on the thing, right? So let's say that we're using losing weight as the thing. Like, I want to lose weight. Then you're going to have to think about the activities differently that, you know, you're using in order to lose weight. Because it's like, no, I don't want to eat less cupcakes. Right? And you're not going to have motivation to eat less cupcakes. But if you remember that ultimate goal of I want to lose weight, so I will not eat this because I have the motivation to do that, you know, that bigger thing. So you got to kind of flip how you're looking at it. I don't really think that works so much, but I want to give you options. The second option is to have discipline. Remember why you committed to that thing in the first place. So I sat in on a really, really good talk this weekend, you know, at the conference. And one of the points that they made was that we're living a time right now where people just don't show up, right? They say they're going to do this thing, especially on social media. They say they're going to do this thing. We're going to do this challenge. We're going to do this posting, whatever. We're going to give you videos. And like 2 weeks go by and suddenly it's crickets. And I think we're kind of used to that. And so if you want to stand out, just don't be that fucking person. Show up. Be consistent. You have to just dedicate yourself to that and have that discipline, because it's not going to be fun and it's not going to be easy. People ask how I grew my Instagram platform, and realistically, those daily maestroisms that I did, that was the key to it. I committed myself to posting every single day. I thought about something that I was like, what can I do every day that's not going to be, you know, so overwhelming for me? And I'm going to commit to doing it. And I did 1,000 DMs. That's 1,000 days in a row that I posted every single day. And that helps you build trust with your audience, right? They know what time it's going to be on. Imagine if we were talking about Game of Thrones. If it came on at all different times, that show would not be what it became, right? We know that every Sunday, that at whatever time frame it is for you, wherever you are living, that every Sunday, that show was going to be on. Consistency. If it was on sometimes, but not on other times, we don't care about that. We're like, we don't have time for that. And that's the same for whatever it is that you're trying to do. You have to have the discipline to show up and do the thing, live up to your commitments. Motivation, out the window, because there's gonna be certain times you're like, fuck this, I don't wanna do it. Guess what? You gotta do it. So I'm actually gonna keep this to a true Thursday short. I'm gonna wrap this up, but in an effort to help you get into the groove of being disciplined and committed to something, I am doing an Instagram challenge starting on July 1st. It's going to be 7 days of posting. Yes, you have to post every single day. There will be a different theme or, you know, instructions for each day. And the entire goal of the challenge is to get you kickstarted, jump-started, whatever, on the path to building an online presence and building that social media brand. The winner of said Instagram challenge, yes, there will be a winner, that's the whole point of a challenge, will get free access to my online course that I will be releasing shortly after, called Instagramming with the Maestro, How to Dominate Instagram and Build a Personal Brand. They will also get a free Maestro meeting where we'll talk about social media, do a little audit of their account, and just help them do the damn thing. Show up to blow up. Clever branding. So if you want in on this challenge, all you got to do, go to the link. It's going to be in the show notes. But for those of you that don't have the show notes, the link is www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram challenge. One more time for the folks in the back, www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram challenge. That's going to take you to a landing page. You're going to input your information, your name, and your email. That's going to subscribe you to the list so that on July 1st, when I put out the instructions, because all the instructions are going to be via email. It's not going to be sent via Instagram. It's like a private thing, and then you'll post on Instagram. This way, you are in on the challenge. July 1st, you'll get the instructions. You'll get my help. You'll get my secrets, super top secrets. On how to grow a brand, how to blow up your Instagram. Because I get this question all the time, you know, how do I grow a brand? How do I get more followers? This, that, and the other thing surrounding Instagram. So I want to help you, and I want to make it a collaborative effort. So Instagram challenge starting July 1st. www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram challenge. We're getting rid of motivation, and we're leaning on discipline. All right, that's it. Officially signing out this time. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope to see you in the challenge. Until next time, friends, Maestro